A People Power Party spokesman said Thursday a majority of its members backed Samak Sundaraway as Prime Minister. On Tuesday, a constitutional court ruled that Mr. Samak must step down as Prime Minister because he had violated the National Charter by hosting a television cooking show while in office. The ruling, however, did not block his party from re-electing him Prime Minister. Parliament is to vote on the nomination Friday. The renomination could enrage anti-government protesters who demand he resign. Some political analysts and the business community also opposed Mr. Samak's reappointment, fearing it could lead to violence or economic damage. Sunai Pasuk is the representative in Thailand for Human Rights Watch.
Samak is a bad idea. There are other competent people inside the party. There are other senior politicians who could have been nominated.
The PPP, which came to office after elections last December, leads a six-party coalition government. The coalition members pledged to stand by the PPP despite weeks of anti-government protests, which have brought much of the country's administration to a standstill. The opposition, led by the People's Alliance for Democracy, accused Mr. Samak and the PPP of acting for former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, who was ousted in a coup 2 years ago. His critics consider him corrupt and authoritarian. Mr. Thaksin fled to Britain in August to avoid trial on corruption charges. The Thai news media reported extensively Thursday that Mr. Thaksin had told PPP leaders he wanted Mr. Samak to remain in office. Sunai says if that is true, it would indicate Mr. Thaksin is challenging the courts.
Well, I could only guess that Thaksin might have felt that he and his party have been hard done by the judiciary, and this is a moment of defiance.
Also Thursday, Thailand's army chief called on the government to revoke the state of emergency that was imposed last week after clashes between pro-government and anti-government protesters. Opinion polls show a majority of voters favour new elections to end the political deadlock. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.